Hallelujah. Good morning, good evening, whichever part of the country you are in. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. For some, we have rejoiced, and for some, we are going to rejoice as the day is progressing. It is a good thing. We just thank God for keeping us alive, hallelujah, so that we can see another day and we can rejoice of all the good things that He has done. As we pray tonight, I just want us to be mindful as well that according to Psalm 24, that God is sitting up in the heavens, His throne is in the heavens, and that the earth is its footstool. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm reminded that from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, that is the beginning of time to the end of time, to the end of the age of man, God will still and is still sitting on the throne. He has never changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will always remain as God. You always be sitting on the throne. And I say that for us just to be mindful as well, that no matter what we are going through, there is nothing that is impossible for God to do. There is nothing that is impossible for God to do. The Bible says all things are possible to those that believe. That means you believe in a God who is limitless. You believe in a God who is boundless. And because of the faith that you have in God, there is nothing that shall be impossible to you as long as you believe in God. Having said that, there is nothing that is impossible to you. You are going to find that as you walk with God, sometimes you pray for things, and the things that you pray for do not happen at the time that you are expecting them to. Somebody say amen. At the time that you are expecting them to. But I want to let you know, there is an appointed time. There is a set time. The King James sometimes uses the set time. Sometimes this is the appointed time. Sometimes it speaks of the acceptable time. I want to let you know that there is an acceptable time, there is an appointed time, and there is a set time when God is going to answer your prayer. And as we know, we all know, because we have walked with God for a while, we know that God is never too early, and never God is never too late. Never God is never late. God is always going to be on time. God never misses time. Everything that God does is specific to the time, but He has given it. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. He is an on-time God. Now, here is the thing. Speaking of God being an on-time God, we also have to understand that we do not know the time when our prayer is going to be answered, but God knows the appointed time. Somebody say hallelujah. He knows the appointed time. Ours is to have the belief, to have the faith, to have the expectation that at any moment, at any given moment, it might just be the expected time. It may just be the accepted time. It may just be the set time. Therefore, when we get into prayer now, you don't know. Today may just be the day that God has said that prayer you've been praying for so many years, today is the day when your prayer is going to be answered. And for some, maybe you've been praying for a short time, but heaven has already decreed that the season for that prayer to be answered is now. Somebody say, now is the time for God to answer my prayer. Now, as you come, I'm speaking all this to build an expectation in us that as we come into prayer, we have to have this expectation that at any moment, God will answer our prayer. At any moment, God will hear our supplication. At any moment, God is going to answer our prayer. And when God answers your prayer, don't want to say, God, let me go back home and get my praise so I can bring it here to thank you for what you have done. Somebody say hallelujah. So I would rather build up my praise as I'm going, because I have an expectation that when God says the time has come, I have no excuse but to lift up my hands and raise up a mighty praise and a mighty shout towards the heavens and say, God, surely this is your doing, and it is marvelous in my sight. Hallelujah. So now, Father, we are here tonight having an expectation in our spirit, because there is an expectation in us that God, today you will hear our prayer, that today you will attend to our supplication, as David declared. As we come, God, we know that we are coming circumspectly. We are not coming in any other way, but we are coming carefully, coming not in our own name, but in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, knowing that, God, you have made us kings and priests unto yourself. Therefore, we are not coming empty-handed, but we are coming by the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, that blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. We are coming by the way of that blood. And Father, as we come in His name and by the way of His blood, standing, O God, before the throne of grace, O God, before that mercy seat, we know that we are not standing in our own righteousness, but we are standing in the righteousness of our Lord and Savior. Therefore, Father, O God, tonight, in the name of Jesus, God, take a kind disposition towards us as we pray. God, hear our prayer, God, and move, O God, move on our behalf tonight. Send a word to change situations. Dispatch your angels, O God, to intervene in our affairs, to intervene in situations that have been seemingly impossible. Send your angels to open doors, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Send that word to heal somebody tonight in the name of Jesus. Send that word as we pray to write deliverance in somebody's life tonight, so that they may know that there is a God that is in heaven. Speak a word, O God, to somebody's heart tonight that have been waiting to hear from you, so that they know that there is a God in heaven who answers. There is a God in heaven who speaks. There is a God in heaven who sees where they are. As we are praying, O God, tonight, send a word for somebody's eyes to be opened, so they may see the reality of that which they are facing. I pray that, God, somebody's eyes be opened tonight, that they see that there are many that are with them than those that are against them, in the name of Jesus. May somebody, oh God, be suddenly aware that there are angels that are surrounding them, a multitude of angels, the hosts of heaven are surrounding them, oh God, that the enemy is being kept at bay because of the angels that God has set in their life. And Father, tonight, write a word of salvation upon somebody's household in the name. At this moment, I want to declare that there is somebody's household tonight that is going to experience a Passover in the name of Jesus. There is the blood of Jesus covering your house. The blood of Jesus covering your household. That means everything that concerns you, there is blood by its doorposts in the name of Jesus. As adversity and calamity is going through your neighborhood and going through wherever your family is, wherever your children are, I declare that tonight there is a Passover, because the blood of Jesus is by the doorpost of everything that concerns you in the name of Jesus. Because the blood is by the doorpost of your household, I declare that tonight you will sleep in peace. Tonight you are going to be rested, knowing that there is no adversity coming your way, there is no pain coming your way, and there is no fear that is going to encompass your heart, because the blood of Jesus is warring on your behalf tonight for the glory of our Father in heaven. We declare that today is the day that the Lord has made specifically to answer your prayer, specifically to break your captivity, specifically to break the limitations you have been experiencing in your life. I pray that today be the day of stretching for somebody, that today be the day of enlargement for somebody, that today be the day when God is upgrading your connection speed to the throne room of heaven, that revelational insight insight is being downloaded into your spirit in a greater and significant way in the name of Jesus. Now I know that the word of God says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I can definitely say with all boldness and expectation in my spirit that somebody is going to get a dose of faith coming upon them, a greater measure of faith coming upon them, because the words that God is releasing to you, they are words that are more than that we are speaking. They are words that are being whispered by the Holy Spirit unto you. Somebody say, my heart is hearing, my heart is listening to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. Father God, speak tonight. Speak tonight. Holy Spirit, speak tonight in the way that they only can understand, in the only way that you know how. Holy Spirit, speak in the name of Jesus. Let visions, oh God, be released tonight. May some that have never seen a spiritual vision, Father, tonight let this be the day of a commencement. Let this be the day of new beginnings. Let this be the day when they see that indeed there is a spiritual dimension that they are existing in. And in that spiritual dimension, visions are a common language. Somebody say, visions are coming my way. Visions are coming my way. Visions are coming my way. Tonight, I release the anointing of Joseph over somebody's life. The anointing of Joseph over somebody's life. I release prophetic dreams in the name of Jesus. Prophetic dreams that are going to show you what your destiny is going to be, that are going to show you what your end is going to be, that are going to show you the places that God is going to take you in. Somebody say, there is a vision, there is a dream that God is going to release over me tonight. I embrace that Joseph anointing that God is releasing tonight for the glory of him that sits at the right hand of the Father, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. I release the prophetic visions now, the prophetic dreams upon your sons and daughters. May they be sure dreams. Dreams, O God, that have been orchestrated not by the flesh, not conjured by the demonic spirits, O God, but dreams that have been released by the heavens in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, there is wise counsel that is coming my way. Wise counsel that is coming my way for the glory of our Father in heaven. I declare that this is the greatness of days. This is the greatest of days that God is releasing upon you. Why? Because God wants to make sure you know that he is indeed the one that sits in the heavens, and he is the one who is the keeper of your soul. He is the one who is ordering your footsteps. He is the one who is leading you in paths of righteousness. He is one who's leading you to that expected end. Therefore, tonight, in the name of our Father that is in heaven, I declare that every word that God has spoken over you shall not return to him void. Every promise that God has spoken over you, every promise that God has given you, it shall not fall to the ground, but it shall be established by God. He said, not by might, nor by power. He said, by my spirit. In other chapters, he said, the zeal of the Lord will perform. And in some places, he say, may it be done according to the word that God has spoken over you. I declare that you are more than a conqueror. I declare that you are not defeated, but you are a victor in the name of Jesus. I declare that God is pushing you into a place where you are going to be a lender and not a borrower, a place where your circumstance and your situation is going to change. You shall no longer be called unemployed. You are going to be employed. You are no longer going to be somebody operating with just getting by. I declare that God is releasing a word over you to shift you into the overflow. God is releasing a word over you to shift you into the abundance. God is releasing a word over you. For the glory of our God in heaven, let the floodgates of heaven open over your life, and may the Lord bless you in every aspect of who you are. May God bless you with the abundance of peace. May God bless you with the abundance of joy. May God prosper you in each and every way that your life is expecting prosperity. May your marriage be prosperous in the name of Jesus. May your health be prosperous in the name of Jesus. May your family union be prosperous in the name of Jesus. May your children be prosperous in their relationships, in the works of their hands, in their thoughts and in their actions. May they be prosperous. May they walk in the abundance of the anointing that God is releasing upon their lives. May they do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God. May they be used mightily by the Father in heaven to bring souls into the kingdom, to go and pull the prodigals from the world and bring them back. I command the giftings that are inside of your sons and your daughters, even the giftings that are inside of you tonight, I command them to rise up to another level, to rise up to another dimension in the name of Jesus. Let there be an awakening of the dominant gifts in your life, even those that have been dormant. I command them to be awakened now, awakened to a greater thing that God is calling you into. I declare that through your lips, prophetic words are going to go forth. I declare that through your hands, miracles, signs, and wonders are going to take place. I declare that your eyes are going to see the things of God before they appear, and your ears are going to hear the words that God is speaking, and you are going to hear clearly in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 that everything is well with me and everything is well with my soul, because God is my keeper, God is my shepherd, God is my refuge, God is my fortress. I declare that tonight no weapon formed against me shall prosper, because God is my shield and God is my protector. In the name of Jesus, every arrow that is being sent my way tonight, I declare that you will miss the mark, because God is protecting me. God is preserving that which he has desired to do in my life. I declare that rejection will not find a landing place in my life, because I have entered into a season of open doors. Somebody say hallelujah. If you are hearing me, open up your mouth. Just speak your name to the heavens. Father, I speak the name Perkins into the heavens. I speak the name Yomi into the heavens. I speak the name Tina into the heavens. I speak the name Angelita to the heavens, oh God. And I declare, wherever somebody is praying, may they prophetically, God, pick up the names we are speaking into the heavens, oh God. And may they indeed begin to contend in the spirit, God, for the manifestation of that which you are calling us into, for your glory and for your glory alone. Because of the names we have spoken into the atmosphere, God, let them speak blessings now upon those names in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, God is blessing me now. 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 When I say God is blessing you now, you have to understand that God is raising up somebody right now to call your name before God. God is raising up somebody right now. They may not even know who you are. They may not speak your tongue, but they are calling your tongue. They are calling your name as they are speaking in that angelic tongue, as they are speaking, God, Yabaraya Suri Behe Rabrosha bari briki arabande brose prahinde de okrosha bahaya rebroshi breki arabate re broshana bahande re ki arabase re roshe be krianda rabosiria bahaya kariabo shibre hi arabaya karande re hezi as they are speaking that about sheredi arabari yaroro okurabaha. May they be declaring victory over your life. May they be declaring breakthrough over your life. May they be decreeing the strength of God upon you. May they be declaring that God is answering your prayer. May they be declaring that God is bringing breakthrough in your life. May they be declaring that God is establishing his hand upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May the Lord empower you now. May the Lord empower you. May the Lord empower you. May the Lord empower you. I will say it again. May the Lord empower you. May the Lord empower you now. In the name of Jesus, Father, empower your sons and your daughters. The only way that you can. Can I just elaborate? As I don't have any verse in my anywhere, but I'm just going to elaborate. When I speak of empowerment, may the Lord empower you with his favor. Somebody say, I'm favored of God. May the Lord empower you with favor. May the Lord empower you with favor. May the Lord empower you with favor. May the Lord release his grace upon you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You see, when God empowers you with favor, it means whatever you are setting out to do, no man will reject you, because whatever God has favored, it will find favor with man. May the Lord empower you with favor. May the Lord empower you with revelation. May the Lord empower you with revelational insight to be able to see what most people do not see, and what you see is the key to the breakthrough that you are looking for in the name of Jesus. So may the Lord empower you with favor. May the Lord empower you with his grace. May the Lord empower you with revelational insight. May the Lord empower you with understanding. Somebody say, understanding is coming my way. Understanding is coming my way, because the Lord is releasing understanding upon you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord empower you by the release of wisdom upon you in the name of Jesus. Wisdom is the ability to know what must be done and when it must be done. If you know those things, you are empowered by God. So we say, the Lord will empower you by grace. The Lord will empower you by what? By revelation. The Lord will empower you by understanding. May the Lord empower you now with knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. It says, with thy getting, get understanding. May the Lord empower you with knowledge. May the Lord empower you with wisdom. May the Lord empower you with understanding. May the Lord empower you with revelation. May he empower you by his grace. May he empower you now. May the Lord empower you by his spirit. Somebody say, the spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. May the Lord empower you by his spirit to fulfill your assignment. May the Lord empower you by his spirit, because when you are empowered by the spirit of God, when you are empowered by the spirit of God, several things happen. I don't have time to really go into depth, but I'm going to show you a couple of things that happen when you are empowered by the spirit of the living God. Maybe I might just jump over to three, so I don't have to say a couple of things. But when you are empowered by the word, by the spirit of the living God, you are going to understand what your assignment is. Somebody say, I'm empowered. You're going to be empowered by the spirit to know what your assignment is, to know what your purpose is. You're going to be empowered by the spirit of the living God for you to be able to walk towards your assignment, to be able to walk towards your purpose. You're going to be empowered by the spirit Spirit of the living God to gather all the resources that are required for you to be able to fulfill your purpose, for you to be able to fulfill your assignment. You are going to be empowered by the Spirit of the living God so that you are able to execute what you were supposed to do. Somebody say hallelujah. And you are going to be empowered by the Spirit of the living God for you to be able to fulfill your assignments. You are going to know your assignment. You are going to walk towards your assignment. Resources are going to come to you because of that assignment. You are going to know how to execute your assignment, and you are going to be able to fulfill your assignment because God is empowering you by His Spirit. He said to the prophet, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit I will do this. So empowered you by grace, empowered you by favor, empowered you by wisdom, empowered you by knowledge, empowered you by understanding, empowered you by His Spirit. Somebody say, I am empowered. I am empowered. Now you have to understand that when God begins to empower you, there are resources that are going to be coming in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't want to dwell there because the Spirit is leading me somewhere. There is empowerment coming over you. There is an anointing coming over you. There is a grace that is coming over you. There is a strength that is coming over you in the name of Jesus. Right now it is coming over you. The ability to be able to go into a place and pull things from the realm of the Spirit into the natural realm, it's coming over you. God is going to empower you tonight with discernment. You are going to be able to discern the spirits. You're going to be able to discern between right and wrong. You are going to be able to discern between truth and lies. And then because God is empowering you right now, not by might nor by power, but God is empowering you by His Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, empower them, God. Empower them mightily, mightily and mightily and mightily and mightily. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I hear that scripture. The eyes of the Lord are going to and fro in the earth, looking for those whose hearts are loyal towards Him, that He might show Himself mighty on their behalf. Somebody say, my heart is loyal unto God. My heart is loyal unto God. And God is going to show you mighty. God is going to show Himself mighty on your behalf. And I want to elaborate on that scripture as the Holy Spirit is giving me understanding right now in the name of Jesus. That God says His eyes are going to and fro looking for those whose hearts are loyal towards Him, that He might show Himself mighty on their behalf. What does that mean? That means God is going to show the devil that God is with you. Somebody say hallelujah. God is going to show your enemies that He is with you. God is going to show those that have been resisting you that He is with you. I declare that tonight, let God arise and His enemies begin to scatter in your life. May God arise now and contend with the enemies of your soul in the name of Jesus. May the Lord confound those that have been whispering things against you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bring confusion in the counsel of those that have been plotting against you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. May the Lord astound those that have been wanting to curse you as they begin to pronounce blessing over you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord now bring to destruction every wall of limitation that has been erected to work against you, because God is going to show Himself mighty on your behalf in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bring disunity in the midst of those that have been united to war against you. May they war against themselves. May they destroy themselves instead of destroying you in the name of Jesus. Because the Lord is going to show Himself mighty mighty on your behalf. May the Lord bring to pass every prophetic word that he has spoken over you. May the Lord establish every promise that he has given you, because he wants to show the devil that your heart is loyal to God, in the name of Jesus. Shake broshe prehiria ha brosharabande brosheri kia barande brosharahaya raya barande broshe be karande brosharabahaya. A thousand shall fall at your right hand in the name of Jesus. Why will they fall? Because God is going to breathe upon you. Koraba raye brosheria barande broshebe rai kuronde branda rahia, to prove to you that he is mighty on your behalf. God is going to break some chains off your life just to show you that he is mighty on your behalf. God is going to answer some of your prayers tonight just to show you that he is mighty on your behalf, in the name of Jesus. Keria baye turo sheria rai bronde bre keria bahande riaso rabaye karande bro sheria la bahaya karande bro teria haya rusha bakiria bronde bre sia rabahaya rushe be keria la bahande re korona bahaya, in the name of Jesus. Shakara rusha bari keri bro shada bahaya karaye roshe ri bro siria bande bro te hiki araba ri bro shereki in the name of Jesus. I pray that God tonight will restore the breached walls in your life, for he is the repairer of the broken walls, in the name of Jesus. Kaaye koro prahaya karande kiria rabo sharahaya rika rabo sheria bahandiri rushta bahaya karande broteria ralaya kuto turaba ikete rika rayo sharabahe karandere, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says he teaches my hands to fight and my fingers to war, in the name of Jesus. May the Lord of glory clothe himself in the garments of war. Karadabo shibro sharabahaya karayero sharahaya, in the name of Jesus. Sarabahiro rokurabahaya karayero sharia, in the name of Jesus. I pray that tonight some generational curses are being broken for the glory of my Father in heaven. Generational patterns of iniquity, God is breaking them asunder, in the name of Jesus. 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 Iko turia baya shubrihe raya ba kita iko tu prahaya karandiru. May the Lord confound the sickness upon your body. May the Lord confuse the sickness upon your body. How does the Lord confuse the sickness upon your body? Because your sickness is supposed to degrade your body. But may the Lord strengthen your body now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can I just, I know this is going to sound strange, but I felt it in my spirit. Whoever it is for, just receive it. If it is not for you, just say, God, let them receive it. In the name of Jesus. May your sickness run out of time. Kudabai. May your sickness run out of time. Oh, that means the natural progression of your sickness has come to an end, in the name of Jesus. May your sickness run out of time. May the healing virtue of God now come upon you, because God is going to show himself mighty on your behalf. I'm still explaining that scripture in the name of Jesus. If he allows me to get there, if he allows me to get there, if he allows me to get there in the name of Jesus. I want to say, yes, the Lord is showing himself mighty on your behalf. May the seeds that you sowed now be bring a harvest of greatness, the seeds of righteousness bring much fruit and much fruit in the name of Jesus. He just took me to Isaac, but God said, Isaac, I'm going to show myself mighty on your behalf. I'm going to cause you to sow in a famine land, and I'm going to cause you to reap a hundredfold return in the name of Jesus. That means, can I just I don't know if this is insider information or not. I'm just giving you what the Spirit is saying. May your stocks now bring greater dividends in the name of Jesus. May they bring great returns. Your investment portfolio, may it grow a hundredfold in the name of Jesus. Without you making any further investment, may the Lord move the indexes on the stock market, that your portfolio, it is going to grow a hundredfold in the name of Jesus. In the business where you have been sowing and you haven't seen a profit yet, I declare that the season of harvest has come in the name of Jesus, because God is going to show himself mighty on your bikiyaba. He just took me to the passage in where Abraham and Sarah were trying to have a child, and they had waited for a long time, and when it was impossible, virtually impossible, God said, I'm going to show myself mighty on your behalf, and you are going to be a father, and not just a father, but a father of many nations, that in your old age you are going to have a child. I want to let somebody understand that God is going to break your barrenness tonight in the name of Jesus. Barrenness being broken. When I say barrenness, it may just be in the physical. God is going to break your barrenness. It may be in the spirit. God is going to break your barrenness. May tonight be the night of conception in your spirit. May tonight be the night of an encounter with God, that something is going to be conceived in you, something holy, something of God. In the Nabaye Kurote, Parai Karai Toro Shabai Karae Kotoreva, Briando Shokopai Karae Teriando Roshe, Brahe Koro Shabai Koprahayan, Reto Rabasheke, Kuro Tabahi Andoshe, Brahe Kotoria Basanda, I Koro Shabai Karae Torona, Marae Toronde Brekeria Rabaha, Kotoria Basata Etoroi, Maye Karae Torotiata, Indo Rosheve Karae, Brahe Toro. In the name of Jesus, I call forth those ministries now. Those ministries now. Kuto isha ba broche be kiri iya rosha ba haya karandere rosha ba ito rotariya. This is where the Holy Spirit is taking me. They say, shall any good thing come out of Nazareth? Tota ita ito rota ikarahe rota ito rota ba kadaya. That's the word that has been over your life. They saying, shall any good thing come out of you? Shall any good thing come from you? Shall any good idea come from you? Shall any good word come from you? Shall any good song come from you? But I want to declare that tonight, the barrenness of that thing is coming to an end. Greater things are going to come out of you. Greater things are going to come from you. Greater things, greater things, greater things, greater things. Ishaka ito rota, marahe toro shabakite, rota yabahaya kotori.
ria bandaria maraye torosha baha kutadia torota indo rosha ba kitare tore abahaya katayaro brayeta ito roshiba kate rumba rayeta rarabo shia tia toroshida bahaya karande he just took me to Mary karayo torondiara ria toro tuta iaro roshora ba you have been young kata indo rotaya bahaya and they saw you say you haven't been in ministry for long, you haven't been serving God for long, kataido briando to ikara taya torota baha kita yodora iteriandiria karaya torota baha. Tonight may the Lord conceive something of greatness in you. Shaki to rabaya, the God that I serve is declaring that he is not a respecter of persons. Ito baita ikara hiriosh inda nabai torotia karaya torosha maraheta rahi koronda baha miato roshiba yata ranabote iya bakita maetaria roshida baha. I hear the words my daughter has been speaking tiado brahika randito roshadaba. The scripture she has been tura bahaya kare tuste bahaya turuda kito rabati kiata yadara. He says despise not the days a karota or small beginnings. Let no man despise your youth tio shito ta etandiayo shukara etandiaro shanaeka. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I want to declare that in your youth, you are a perfect candidate because you have not been contaminated by religion. You have not been contaminated by the philosophy of man. You have, therefore, God is choosing Kita, Isho, Ta, Inde, Durae, Sae, Katio, Briando, Roshitia, Bakara, Hedia, Rusha, Dae, Toro, Tibra, Hayandere, Rusharabae, Toro, Baita, Kiriando Rosiata Ikoro Tayabaha Maindere Sura Bakitiara Retoraya Sitriondris Yakarai Kuterianda Ikarayeto Maita Isho Baketa Riandorsia. In the name of Jesus, let no man speak against your youth. Let no man speak against your infancy, because you are a candidate that has been chosen by God. Shai, my, durai sikiria, ebro shedia kibrota ekita iata ebrost. Kira ebrota esta ba indoro kuria para hitariandoro shiri prosia banderia tokuro bae katia raya kara itariandoro shibe kiria taraboshia teheria mromderia sara ba indoro roria maiteria rarabo kuria da baita indoro sheria raeto presita indoros makiata ebra heterianda. Oh God, I speak to every Esther on this prayer line tonight. Tikarahe raito brahaya kitarandoshe biato korota bahaya, that you came into the kingdom of God for such a time as this. Oh Shaddai mrondariaste kibroshtai. Oh Jesus, aeroste be ibrondiria raia roshiriai kiria rabae drandia rabastirian drotia bahaya kedia broshites kibrosta eketibront raste beato prikia tambreheria isha bahitria sandis kupraste ikarai Miriandoroste behia karahiproste iata broste. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord prosper the works of your hands. May the Lord prosper the works of your hands. May the Lord prosper the works of your hands. May the Lord prosper the works of your hands. Iata ibroste bikiata ibro. Because the Lord is showing himself mighty, mighty on your behalf.
mighty on your behalf. Jesus, Jesus. They said, you are too old to write that book. I declare that it is time. It is time. It is time. It is time. In the name of Jesus. Baraya surai kibriye andoroshi. Riabrosh tebekian de broshia. It is not late. It is just the perfect time. In the name of Jesus. It's not late. It's just the perfect time. Write the book. You write the book. Shaya baroshte. Kia barais. Dia broshte be kianda raisi. Jesus, help us. God is showing himself mighty on your behalf. That is why God is empowering you in your old age to show himself mighty on your behalf. That is why God is empowering you in your youth to show himself mighty on your behalf. You have to understand the things that you are going to do, it is going to be only but by the hand of God. In the name of Jesus. Only but by the hand of God. In the name of Jesus. I want to speak to somebody. I command your blood pressure right now to come back to its normal level. In the name of Jesus, your blood pressure to come back to its normal level right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we declare that blood pressure is coming down right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For somebody, the doctors have given up on you. I want to let you know that God is about to show himself mighty on your behalf. He is about to reverse the course of your sickness. He is about to reverse in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May today be a day of rejoicing in a mighty way. A day of rejoicing in your mighty way. In the name of Jesus. Why are you rejoicing? Because this is the appointed time. This is the set time where God is about to show himself mighty on your behalf. Isaiah 49, verse number 8. 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 Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee, and I will give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages. In the name of Jesus, I have heard thee. In a day of salvation, I have helped thee. I have preserved thee. I have given thee for a covenant of the people. I will establish you. I will cause you to inherit the desolate heritages in the name of Jesus. Why? Because God is showing himself mighty on your behalf, because your heart is loyal to him. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 I thank God for the day that he has made, such as this one, for how he has positioned this to be the acceptable time when he will release a word of empowerment over you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare that you are blessed in your coming and you are blessed in your going. Oh, Jesus. Maybe I should just stop talking about all the scriptures here. Because as soon as I speak one, the Lord begins to show me things in that scripture that I didn't have before. He says, you are blessed in your what? In your coming. And you are blessed in your what? In your going. Ah, Jesus, help me. Can I just elaborate that? Whether you are coming in, you are going into adversity, or you are coming out, you are blessed. Oh, Jesus. So it doesn't matter what you are walking through, your condition and your state of being blessed hasn't changed. Are you hearing me? Oh, Jesus. Your status of being blessed is not changed. It is not based on the conditions that you are going through. It is based on the preference that God has taken. So whatever God has blessed is blessed indeed. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, I see a blessed man walking through adversity. What does that mean? A blessed man walking through adversity knows that the adversity is not the end. In the name of Jesus. I see a blessed man going to war. When a blessed man goes to war, he knows that he will not die in war, but is coming back with the spoils of the battle. In the name of Jesus. I see a blessed man standing before Goliath, standing before a giant. A blessed man is going to fight the giants. He will not be defeated. He is coming out victorious, and they are going to be singing songs about him. A blessed man. Oh, Jesus, can I just tell somebody, your state of blessedness is not an exemption from adversity. Your status of blessedness is not an exemption from war, but it is a guarantee that you are going to be on the other side. On the other side of your test, there is going to be a testimony. On the other side of your battle, there is going to be victory. On the other side of your pain, there is going to be healing. On the other side of your tears, there is going to be joy. On the other side of your mourning, there is going to be gladness. There is going to be a garment of praise. There is going to be beautiful ashes. There is going to be there is going to be peace, everlasting peace on the other side because of your status of being blessed. Somebody say, I am blessed in my coming and I am blessed in my going because the Lord is with me. Psalm 23, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I know that thou art with me. I will not fear no evil because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He anoints my head with oil and my cup runneth over. That is not conditioned on what the enemy is doing, because in the midst of your adversity, the Bible says, he prepareth a table before me in the presence of my enemies. It doesn't matter what the enemy is trying to do, because God is going to show himself mighty on your behalf. The enemy will send a garrison to war against you, but God has got angels that are surrounding you, and the enemy has no space to penetrate. He is going to be repelled in the name of Jesus. I want to release this word tonight. May the Lord repel your enemies into your yesterday. May the Lord repel your enemies into your yesterday, because your yesterdays are covered by the blood of Jesus. The enemy has no authority in your today. He has no authority in your tomorrow, because your days are in the hands of your Maker, who is the Lord. The Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is the shepherd, and you are the sheep of his pasture. The Lord has planted you by the rivers of living water. You will not, your leaves will not wither, and you are going to bring forth fruit. Not just fruit, but much fruit. Not just much fruit, but great fruit as you are going in your season. So it doesn't matter what the enemy is doing right now. I told you the Lord is rising up from his throne, and his enemies are going to begin to scatter. May the finger of God war against your enemies tonight. Oh God, I ask for God to send his angels to pursue your enemies with his drawn sword. May they be as chaff in the wind in the name of Jesus. Can I just tell somebody, wherever they are chanting, wherever they are conjuring all the spirits to speak against you, may they see the face of the Lion of the tribe of Judah as they are calling your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, may the dread and the fear of God come over them as they call your name for destruction. May they see the blood of Jesus. May they see the blood of Jesus. May they see, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh Jesus. Oh, can I just tell somebody? This is what I feel that the Lord is doing right now. I don't know who it is for, but I feel the Lord is doing this right now. Somebody went to pay money. Jesus. Somebody went to pay money to a witch doctor to say, may you bewitch him. And as the witch doctor is doing his thing, he sees the blood of Jesus. And he speaks to those that have come to him and declares, why do you want to kill me? Because the person you want me to curse is covered by the blood of Jesus. As a result, those that were trying to do this thing to you are going to be filled with the fear of God and the fear of you. And the fear of you because of the God that is in you and the God that is covering you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then I want to finish up with this scripture. My pastor, Dr. Robert Pace, a man that I love, he's the one who has been helping me ever since I've been in ministry. He's one of our associate pastors. I serve under him at our church, and our bishop, Dr. Richard Hurd, great man of God. But I want to conclude this prayer tonight with the scripture that he has been reading for the whole year, and I want to read it for you. And I don't even have to explain it. I'm going to read it the way it is, and I'm going to ask for the Holy Spirit to put this word in your heart. To put this word in your heart, and may this word marinate in your spirit where you are. It's just the Lord just brought it to my attention today, and I said I will share this with you, so I'm just going to be obedient. It's found in Ezekiel chapter number 11, Ezekiel chapter number 11, verse number 19 and verse number 20. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse number 19 to verse number 20. I'll say it again. Ezekiel chapter number 11, verse 19 and verse number 20. He has been reading this scripture every time that he has preached. This is what he has said. Then, this is the Lord speaking, then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Let me read it one more time. Then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Oh, Jesus. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. We did that scripture. The eyes of the Lord are going to and fro in the earth, looking for those whose hearts are loyal to Him. How many of us know that when God gives you, He gives you a heart, that heart is going to be loyal to Him. Therefore, you shall be His people, and He shall be your God. I can preach on that, but I said, then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them. Oh. Then I will give them a new heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. May the Lord give us one heart. May He put a new spirit within us. May He take away the stony hearts out of our flesh, and give us a heart of flesh, that we may walk in His statutes and keep His judgments, and not just walk in His statutes and keep His judgment, but do them. And we know that we shall be His people, and He shall be our God. Father, grateful we are in every way that You shall be our God, and we shall be Your people. This is the day that You have made. We shall rejoice, and we shall be glad. We thank You, O God, for what You're doing, as You are showing Yourself mighty on behalf of those whose hearts of stone You have taken away and given them hearts of flesh that are loyal to You, people that are walking in Your statutes and in Your judgments, that are walking in them and doing them. I thank You, God, for the way You are prospering them, for the way that You've empowered them. For Your glory, O God, I thank You and I praise You. Now, God, seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. May this prayer be a special prayer in their lives, that they will know that God has done something on this day. And I thank You, O God, I thank You, O God, for the cloud of witness that have witnessed this prayer tonight. I thank You, O God, for the angels that have been dispatched because of this prayer tonight. I thank You, O God, for the demonic spirits that have been disarrayed because of this prayer tonight. I thank You for the enemies that have been scattered because of this prayer tonight, for families that have been restored, for hearts that have been healed, for things that have changed, for chains that have been broken, for yokes that have been destroyed, for bodies that have been healed, for lives that have been forever changed as a result of this prayer. And I thank you for all the prophetic voices that were joining with us, O God, the warriors that were joining with us, the intercessors that were joining with us in this prayer. And above all, we thank you for the chief intercessor, Jesus Christ, who has been making intercession for us, and for the Holy Spirit also, who has been making intercession of us, the Spirit of Jesus, who has been making intercession for us as we are praying tonight. I thank you for the covering over our sons and our daughters, and I declare, because of the blood of Jesus, there will be no retaliation from the enemy because of this prayer, for your glory and for your glory alone. And everybody who agrees with this prayer, just say, it is so, 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 in the name of Jesus. I thank God, as I always say, I thank God for your willingness to stay up in the midnight hour to join with us in prayer as we call upon the name of the Lord. The Spirit moves mightily because we are with one heart and we are of one spirit. The Spirit moves mightily because we are united in our faith and we stand in agreement. Our desire is just to see the kingdom of God come. Let it be on earth as it is in heaven. I thank God for you. I thank God for you in all sincerity. I thank God for you. And I thank God for your lives. And I thank God for everything that He is doing for you and He is doing in you and through you. May you be properly accredited ambassadors of the kingdom of God in every way. Because you are walking in the ambassadorship of the kingdom of God, I declare diplomatic immunity over you in the name of Jesus. Diplomatic immunity over you. Diplomatic immunity over you. My God, diplomatic immunity over you. That means when there is diplomatic immunity over you, Passover applies over you. Somebody say, Passover applies over me because of diplomatic immunity in the name of Jesus. So I declare that even your sons and your daughters are covered the same. Say, sow unto yourself in righteousness. May the Lord reward you greatly and mightily in each and every way that you desire. May He grant you the desires of your heart. May He grant you. You know, every time I give a scripture, the teacher in me just rises up. Tonight it's just happening. May the Lord grant you the desires of your heart. The desires of your heart are the heart, the desires that are coming from the heart of flesh that God has given you. Oh, Jesus. They are desires that are coming from the heart that God has given you. That heart which is loyal to God. And what that heart desires, it desires the things that God has desired to give you because it is coming from God. May the Lord grant you the desires of your heart. Those desires have been formed from hearing what God has to say to you. He speaks, your heart hears, your heart desires what God is saying, and God will grant you that desire. Somebody say amen, amen, and amen, and amen. Now, for those that do not know me, website mudiwa.org, mudiwa.org. I know that I'm way behind in terms of posting our prayers. I'm going to try to knock off everything tomorrow. I've got three that are supposed to be there. They shall be on by tomorrow afternoon. So help me God. They're going to be available tomorrow afternoon. So you can.